Blog Talk Radio.
Chat is open for those of you who like to comment. On. Speaking of pussy control, why am I looking at a picture of handprints on Ginger's ass?
Her and her man been at it again. I'm telling you.
I'm going to have to like put an X-rated place on the site for Ginger's picture.
Right? Oh, and you know what? I have been trying to look for my erotica to post, but it's too raunchy.
No, it's not. That's why we have that section.
Girl, no, I'm talking. It is really raunchy.
It, no, it's not. Post it up and be done with it. That's why that section's locked off. You have to be a member of the site to sign up to read that lovely stuff. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll censor some and then put it up there.
Don't censor.
Okay, y'all. All right. I'll try to pick some of the ones that aren't too bad. Anyway, so I should introduce the show. And by the way, this show is rated B for bitch.
Which is a t-shirt that I'm designing tomorrow. Thank you so much. Scratch that design off, damn it.
What? Do it anyway.
No, we have thieves.
Do it as a do it gamer girl style. You know.
Anyway. Say something. I was looking at Link. I forgot y'all existed.
Oh.
Off,
all right. It is Tuesday. Ooh, it's the 31st of January.
It is the 31st of January.
It is. It is January 31st, 2012. I'm Snow White, and I'm so tired today, so I'm probably going to be rambling and forgetting what I'm talking about, so whatever. We also have Corey / Gaminatrix up in the hizzle, and I just hurt myself. Ow. Hi, Corey.
Yes, it's only 300 and some odd days before the end of the world. I just want to let y'all know.
Okay.
How many days?
I'm not really.
I gotta plan this out on my calendar.
Well, either the world's gonna end, it's gonna be a zombie apocalypse, or Skynet's gonna take over, or I'm not really sure what's gonna happen. 12/12/12. That's what they say.
I don't know. Do I?
Or Snow's gonna turn into a sweet innocent little girl. Yeah.
No.
Oh my! For some reason, my dinner was trying to reverse. It does that when people lie. I don't know.
Oh, and the third part of our trifecta of our triforce is Ginger Rocks. Hi there. How you doing?
Hey. What you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm looking at half naked Ginger laying on roses. That's what I'm doing.
Hotness, all hot up in here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, that's just out of order, Ginger.
What's the one?
Upside down with the legs crossed, laying on the rose, just out of order. Snow, get your friend.
Girl, that's you. That's all you.
Get
you're the one. You're the one who taught her how to take pictures.
Yes, I'd like to point out that I was all sorts of innocent and stuff, and then I met y'all.
I don't take those kinds of photos. Mine were wedding. It was all about the love.
You are the one who taught her how to take pictures. That's your fault.
This one, she's all laid out on the ground and legs up. What is this business?
It's your fault. Anyway, so, oh, you know what? I forgot to tell what the show is. It's actually Pixinistas because we are your favorite pixel fashionistas. This is where we got the word from, those of you that don't know. We actually have a chat room open, so if you want to join us on blogtalk/gamergirlsradio, you can come and chat with us. So you have to sign up to do it, or if you actually wanted to call in, which no one ever does, but I'll give you a phone number anyway. Guest call-in is 347 215-7977. You can call in and talk to us. Please try to stay on topic. I know we don't, but you have to because, you know, it's our house, and if you're in our house, you have to follow our rules. That's how it goes. Anyway, yep.
Mm-hmm. Make me behave. I want to behave.
No, we don't have to behave.
Oh, all right, good.
They do.
Yeah, you know, I don't do well with the behaving.
Yeah, I don't either.
I behave in shoes. That's what I behave.
Something wrong with y'all.
I didn't do nothing. Why is there going to be something wrong with me?
There's something wrong with y'all.
Ain't nothing wrong with me. I am perfectly fine.
All right, so we all get quiet. That or I just got disconnected. One of the two.
No, you didn't just get disconnected. What are we talking about tonight?
Corey's apparently talking about my boobs.
Well,
your boobs are a hot topic of conversation. It used to be mine, but now it's yours, and that makes me happy.
Well, no, we see, there's a difference. We still talk about your real boobs, but we're talking about Ginger's boobs in Second Life that she keeps covered in something interesting every week.
Friends, duct tape, electrical tape,
Band-Aids.
I do enjoy my Band-Aids.
See?
All right, so we're talking about...
We are talking about lovely geeky home decor because that's also fashionable.
Yes, and if anybody's heard me brag, my office is in Super Mario Brothers wall art. I love it.
And I'm jealous, I must say.
I am rather jealous myself because it is cute what she has going on. However, there's some other things we've been checking out on the internet to share with you. I think I must have. Well, first, let me clear my throat first.
Let me clear my throat. Okay.
So anyway, there's something that I particularly am in love with, ASCII curtains. Yes, I said ASCII, A-S-C-I-I, curtains. Let me tell you where you can find these. These are going to be found at, if you were in our chat room, I could just give it to you. See, that's what happens when you don't come to our chat room. But, as it were, you can find these at www.nysbrandy.com. Yes, like the drink, .nl. And they have a lovely, from a distance it looks like tree branches, but when you get up close, it's actually ASCII code. Very chic looking, the way they're hung. I like that.
That is awesome. And I saw those, and those are so hot.
Look, I didn't even give them to my girls. I'm sitting up here talking. Okay, let me post them to them, because it's better when they can react, right? Because you're like, are they really pretty?
Because I'm all right, that sounds nice.
No, I think I found those when I found the mesh curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that is nice.
See how it looks, how it drapes?
Yeah.
It's so lovely. You could put that together with a nice yellow couch. You get you some little Mario pillows or...
Ooh.
Better yet, let me show you all the other one that you could put in front of. This is what you could put in front of this. Mm-hmm. I need somebody to make these items for me in The Sims is what I need. And then I can go ahead and put them in my house in front of my curtain.
Are you going to give us the other link?
As soon as it loads, I will. As soon as it loads, I will.
I think she's having a little problem. Yeah.
She's too busy staring at my boobs.
That would distract me, I'm just saying.
I'm going to cut people. I got people in my house. That's what that is.
Cut me to the white meat.
I'm going to cut them to the white meat.
Girl,
Well, this is not loading, but if you search on the internet, you'll find it. It's called Pixelated Sofa.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. I think.
And it's pretty. It's very pretty. It's very chic. It doesn't look geeky. Only somebody who's a geek would probably understand that it's a pixelated sofa.
Yep. I really like that, actually.
Mm-hmm. I think when I move this time, I'm going to throw away all my furniture and just get all geek furniture.
Or, wait a minute, you can also add these in. These are emoticon plushies. I'm going to give this to the girls. Yeah. They're like, I haven't even shown you yet. Calm down.
But I want to see.
There you be.
Oh, see, those are so much cuter than the stupid-ass Angry Birds.
Oh, God, I knew it was coming. Oh, Jesus.
People and their Angry Birds. I hate me some Angry Birds. They should all burn.
Oh, that's cute.
I need the one with the tongue sticking out. That's kind of my thing.
You throw those on your pixelated sofa that won't load for me. in front of your ASCII curtain, and you have a very nicely, chicly designed room.
Okay, I have something to show you.
What are you
at? I'm going to put it in here. You have to, I'm not going to say anything.
You put it in there.
I could if you wanted me to. I'd just strap it on and go. That was a little, wow.
Oh, was, my God.
Yeah.
You like that? Bed.
Let me see what she's going to talk about. Let me see what she's talking about.
Oh, this? That is both creepy.
Want to feel your heart and your brains.
That wouldn't be hard to make.
No, I mean, this. Okay, for those of you listening who aren't actually paying attention to the chat, which you should be, because if you were in chat, I would post it in there for you. This is a link. It was I got it from the I Can Have Cheeseburger site. I love that site. But I got it from there. It's actually a bed set, and it looks like somebody died in the middle of the bed. Like there's a big blood splatter on both the pillows, and it looks like there are zombie arms crawling up from underneath the bed and from around the pillows going towards the blood splatter.
That's a futon cover, actually. It's a futon. Look at it. The far away, it's got arms on it. Looks like a futon cover.
No, I think it's it might be a futon cover, is it?
Yeah, it looks like they have the futon all the way out, so those are pillows and then the bedspread. But it still could work for a bed.
That could totally work for a bed. And it is the cutest thing ever, I think.
For somebody who doesn't like zombies to say that, that means it's hotness, y'all, because she doesn't do zombies.
That is awesome. I'm already planning how I'm going to do that. I think I saw a white bed set at Target.
Man.
If you do that, you have got to post pictures.
You know, she's. I think she outcrafts me on occasion. She did the, what was it, the pumpkin with the fairy house? I was I think Ginger outcrafts me on occasion. And I am a craft queen, but I generally don't go gamer side when I do. And I wouldn't have thought to do this because, it's a little, it's pretty. But I think this would be something I'd put in my guest room. I wouldn't sleep in it.
I am currently working on a bracelet. I'm trying to actually practice doing it. I'm about to make myself,
You and me both. I've been trying to work with some wire and some Pac-Man that just...
Yeah, it's a copper bracelet, and it's going to be awesome.
And my copper don't want to stay... It don't want to act right. It don't want to bend right. My Pac-Man keep coming out looking like, you know, he's got a gimpy eye, and... Look, and I'm doing... Y'all should see me. I'm actually doing it with my hand like y'all can see. He's got a gimpy eye, and them kind of things. Okay. Wait. More decor. Moving along. Thank geek. I hate you bitches. Okay, so the girls heard me before the show talking about this. Wasn't on Think Geek, though. Where did I see this just now? Ah, yes. Let me share this with my friends. See if you guys, again, were in the chat room. You'd be looking at this stuff. It is called a USB beverage cooler warmer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We knows how us geeks love us some hot drinks. Why is Ginger sharing links and she don't want to say it out loud? What you scared?
Because we already talked about it last week. I realized that about halfway through. But yeah, that's what I'm making.
That's pretty.
I'm trying to make, yeah.
Or a version. Are you making a version of that? Because I just got a version of it in my head.
Yes. I'm making a version of that.
Mm-hmm. Me and you.
I'm still staring at the zombie bed. I'm so sorry. This is so hot.
Well, I want this cup cooler. Now, if you are making a home office, this is a good thing to have it. Because geeky stuff doesn't always mean you have to do zombie. Mm-hmm. There's many themes. We have a lot more companies doing furniture.
I only showed the zombie because you two are like freaks for zombies, so I wanted you to see that.
I dare say nobody would stay at my house because I would so have that in the room. I'd have a whole
thing. I'm already thinking about what kind of furniture I'd put with it.
Think about like a hand lamp. You could get like one of those wax candle hands, and you get a lamp kit, and you get a nice soft watt bulb, and you put the little shade around it, handprints on the shade, all bloody.
Yep.
Oh yes.
That's kind of fun, actually. It's kind of fun.
On the wall, you could even make it easy for yourself. See, I watch too much HGTV, so I'm gonna tell you the quick way to do this. Let's say you can find you a nice still from Left 4 Dead or Dead Island. You can take that to Kinko's, and they will put it on a canvas for you, print it. Now, you could take that and maybe blur it just a little bit. Maybe one of them, shotgun, they're shooting a zombie or a zombie coming towards you, and you put that above the bed, that little zombie bed. The whole room could just be zombie. Get your hands and handprints all over the wall, all by the door, and y'all should see them actually doing the hand movements like I'm putting handprints on it. You got rugs you can make. You can get.
Yes.
Oh, can I show you something else? That's kind of exciting.
Uh-oh. What you got? What you got?
Okay. Oh God, I lost it. No. Where the hell did it go? Hold on, I lost it. Oh, there it is. Okay. Whew.
No, you can't lose it.
Found it. Check this out. Okay. While they're pulling that up, I'm going to explain what it is. This is a gizmo that you can have, and apparently it's called wallpaper.
I saw that.
Yeah, it is very exciting. You can actually upload pictures to this device using Flickr, and it's corded. It goes to your computer, and as long as you have a setup where you have like a camera going on, it's a little roller, and it actually will print out that picture on your wall.
I did just see that. That is hot.
Yes. Can you imagine any picture you want? You just, it's like
including
a left
printer. You just upload it to Flickr and just
there
roll
you go.
It.
That's what made me want to go this route. As long as you have that, you can actually print it on your wall, and you can make it look as artsy as you want. You can do little. You can have bits missing, whatever you wanted. It's amazing.
Maybe a zombie coming through the wall.
Yeah.
That would be so flipping awesome.
Why do I want this? You know what? I would get all this stuff and see how I'm telling you all how to do all this cool stuff. It wouldn't come to me when I started doing it. I'd be like, what am I going to do with this room? I was going to do what?
You need to write this stuff down, put sticky notes on the wall. Zombie here.
Yes.
Blood there. Handprint over here.
Have to write it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a geeky in and of itself, too. I'm just going to write it here. I'm not even going to do it. Zombie here, circle. A stick figure zombie.
Make him have, like, really ragged teeth. Ooh.
Something is wrong with y'all.
I love some zombie stuff, so yeah. All right. The one that I want to show is TomSpinnaDesigns.com.
Oh, nice.
Oh, look at that.
Is that a steampunk? Is that a
Yes.
desk.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Whoa. That looks like Star Wars to me.
That is Star Wars. That is
what?
Is that Carbonite Han Solo?
Yes. That is Carbonite Han Solo.
Oh, I want it.
That's precious. Oh my God.
Isn't that awesome? All right. So what we're looking at, people, right now, because I know y'all are like, what are we talking about? All right. There is a Han Solo Carbonite Star Wars furniture desk. It's got lights on the bottom and everything. It's got a glass desk piece over Han Solo. Yes.
Oh, my God. That is
so hot. Yeah, we're over here having geekgasms. So we may need to change clothes afterwards. But
I need to wipe my seat down. I don't know.
Sorry, I need to go touch myself. I'm going to have to go.
That is amazing.
Yes. They also have Mayan temple that I thought was pretty cool. The Egyptian sarcophagus.
Where?
Down towards the bottom.
Wait a minute. Do you see the galactic throne towards the bottom?
The Mayan temple. That's cool.
Galactic throne?
Yes, right above the Mayan temple.
Yes. I see it now.
Now, see those prehistoric chairs? Because we've been talking about EverQuest earlier today. If you did an EverQuest-themed room.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know that chair. I made that chair.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Okay, and what's the prices for these, I'm wondering?
I'm about to
I'm going to go probably too much.
So they might not. This wood chair, it's not wood. It looks like, once you look at it, it's plastic, but it's very beautifully rendered. It does look wood. And if you could throw your little cushion on there. That's
Wait. This stuff is on the auction. So, that means it's more than I will ever pay.
Somebody is gonna be.
I know. I remember a couple of years back, Stargate. Y'all know I love me some Stargate. Was selling all of their props on eBay, and I so wanted it. Oh my God! You people were paying outrageous prices for just the craziest stuff. I was so sad.
Oh, that Mayan temple desk I liked so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's about $5,000.
Ooh! Holy bejesus!
Well, Tom Spina here does a. He does. Looks like his stuff is unique. He lets you tell him what you want to see, and then he makes it. So I can understand why it's $5,000. It looks like they're unique, and oh my God, there is a life size Skippy Darkpaw.
What? I'm sorry. I'm sitting here staring at this steampunk type table.
No, I'm sorry. He's a werewolf, but he looks like Fifty Dark part of me. I'm saying I'm.
Oh, that does. No, you cannot have it in your house. You would continually stab it, over and over.
Fifty Dark part. I have a date later. Since EverQuest is free to play, oh, it's on. I'm coming after you, man. Yes, I would stab this and try to pull his teeth out.
Yes.
Gremlins movie prop restorations. Oh my god.
Oh my god, they have Pale Rider death on a horse? The Headless Horseman?
Yes.
The Revenge of the Ewoks.
I was getting
okay,
to that.
Yeah, I think we're geeking out. Okay, back on point. Back on point.
Okay, let me save this because I need to let Tom know that we're loving him this much.
Yes.
Now, okay, I like that. Did you see the King Kong home theater?
I did, yeah, that was kind of cool.
Does it open up? Does it look like it looks like it opens? No, it just sits there. That would be so cool if it actually opened up. What's the price? Oh, he includes the flat screen TV. If you're in the chat room, you could pop over and see what we're talking about. But in case you're not, you can check this out at Tom Spinner Designs. But the chairs, do you notice the chairs are his hands?
Yes.
And then they have a big screen TV, like he's behind the gate. If you guys have seen the King Kong movie, not that new dribble that they did, but the actual classic one.
Dribble, that's nice.
Yeah, it was dribble. I'm sorry. I don't care how many awards it won. I watched it and said, no, this is not cutting it for me. And then if you want to see Jessica Lange when she was even hotter when she was younger, for you geek boys out there, there's a nice topless scene of Jessica.
Yeah, she's a hot lady. Mm-hmm.
She's still pretty much hotness and even getting
right?
older, but you can check out the movie, watch it on your new LCD screen with your King Kong peeking over the top. And please, you ones that like to drink and stuff, this might not be a good time to drink with this one because he's actually in back of a TV. Could you imagine somebody drunk looking up going, that son of a bitch has come out of the movie. kill him, he's gonna bite us. I want this life-size werewolf. I'm sorry. That was all random and had nothing to do with what I was talking about. But every time I look at him, I do want to stab him and pull his teeth out. I'm sorry.
You are not allowed.
I want to take
it. Okay. I've got a couple of things I want to show you that can go in the kitchen. Well, three things. I want to go in your kitchen. Okay. There's one.
Uh-oh.
And these are kind of...
I saw that and I didn't get that.
If you want to have, like, a geek-themed party or something.
She had to show me waffles. Okay. I'm hungry now. I don't like you.
Right. And it's...
Okay. Now, the first thing I put that there is a waffle maker, but it actually makes waffles in the shape of keyboards.
With the space bar and everything.
Exactly. So it actually looks like a real keyboard you can actually type on. And the second thing I showed was Tetris ice cubes. So it's actually an ice
cube. Wait a minute. Where's the Tetris ice cube? Because we got the Star Trek.
It's the one above that.
Oh, I missed the link.
Isn't it cute? You can have like a party and have a very geeky themed party and have Tetris ice cubes. And it's actually an ice tray and it has the shapes of Tetris indented into it. So you could actually make ice cubes in the shape of Tetris blocks. And the third one is a Star Trek Enterprise bottle opener, which I personally want.
Yes.
I'm
kind of torn with the Tetris ice bricks. I think I want those.
Oh.
Look how cute. Oh. Wait. Let me tell you what can go along with your Tetris ice cubes and things. One moment, please. Let me get back to this page over here, if I didn't lose it, because I may have lost my page. That happens often with this crazy computer. But what I have found, I'll tell you what I found. Is it on this page? I'm back over here. I'm making my way back, y'all. Wait a minute. Okay. Aha. Here's my page. I want you gals to peep this. Peep. Okay, so go to that page, and then if you will look at the images below the big one, third picture in, the Control Alt Delete and Escape coasters would be perfect.
Oh my god,
that would go
yes.
perfect with my keyboard waffles and your Tetris ice cubes.
Yes.
Oh my god, that's perfect.
See, people.
Okay, and then after you eat on your geekware and you have to do some chores, how would you like to do chores with that?
Oh, I saw that. Oh, my God.
Right?
Like,
okay, and for those of you that don't know.
I want to know how much it vibrates.
Right?
Wait a minute. Hey, my page is loaded. My page is not loaded.
I would never get off of it, I'm telling you.
My page is not loaded.
those of you that don't know, I'm having to go, Cora, I'm having to go. For those of you that don't know,
I'm gonna need
what we're looking at, for those of you that hate chores, that hate vacuuming, this is a rideable vacuum cleaner. It's so funny. To me, it looks kind of like a snail with the little two handles in the back, but it's awesome. You can get on that and you can ride around and vacuum your house, which I don't really need because I don't have much carpet, but I would still want it. Just ride it around. And I think you're sad.
Yes,
I wonder how much it vibrates.
So awesome. Yes. And the other one, like I said, where's the third
well,
one? Well,
probably not. They say the kids will like riding it. But can you change the setting is my question. Kid, mama.
I'll be like, no, honey, it's okay. I'll vacuum today.
I'll vacuum.
Vacuum
like,
day.
No, I'm going to vacuum. No, my turn. that's some fighting over vacuuming.
Oh, and I have one more for you.
What you got?
Are you watching? Okay. Check this out. Now, as you're vacuuming, and you want to make sure that your house is secure, and you know those latches that don't really work?
Our latches.
Did she just totally stole my latch?
I did, didn't I? That's awesome. They have the coolest latch ever, and Ginger actually found it before me. I'll give her props. But
did too. I had mine early today. Ginger,
hey, I can give you the idea for this.
Now, what this is, guys, if you know the normal latch with the chain,
mm-hmm.
Okay, it doesn't really work that well. But they have this one latch that actually looks like a maze, and you have to move your little thing through the maze in order to unlock the door. Now, admittedly, that would get annoying after a while.
Yeah.
If you wanted to get in and out of the door quickly, that would get annoying. But I think it's cute.
It's also not practical in a zombie attack where your friends have called you. I'm running. The zombies are behind me. Open the door.
Open the door.
Let me take this through. Let me take this through the maze. Hang on a minute. I'm coming.
Hey, just hold them off. Oh, no, I went wrong turn. Got to start over. Hold on.
Oh, my God, yes.
That might not be the best thing, but whatever.
No.
If you live in New York, definitely not the best thing.
No.
All right, so my next one, I've already shown this earlier, and I still think it's awesome. This girl on Etsy, we told you about Etsy.com the other day, has a bunch of handmade jewelry, clothing, all kinds of cool stuff.
This is the wear to your geek party.
Yes. This chick... the store is called Plumevine. She makes fairy jewelry.
It's really gorgeous stuff, by the way.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Is it Arwen? Arwan?
Oren.
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 Thank you.
Oren.
It is Oren. All right. Yeah. Oren Charms, which, if you don't remember, it is from The Never Ending Story.
I'm a luck dragon.
the serpentine necklace. And
that the princess... The princess, what was her name?
Oh, I can't. You know, you hadn't asked. I'd have known it. I don't remember.
Damn that princess. Damn you, princess.
I don't remember.
That is some really, really pretty stuff, though. I really like that.
Yes, and I'm going to say, since the necklace is hand-carved, that the rest of this is probably hand-carved.
No doubt. And actually, I'm looking at the prices, and for the amount of detail and for how beautiful it is, that is not a bad... Those are not bad prices.
It's worth... It's in the $100 range.
Yeah.
$200. She has some rings there that are around $30 and $40, again, from... Are all these from Never Ending Story?
No, not all of them. They're just kind of like more fairy jewelry along the fairy line. But this is really, really beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
This is stuff that you would get your loved one. Okay, geek boys, if you have a geek girl, okay, no doubt you need to hook them up with this particular site. This jewelry right there
will get you a naked gamer girl. And
they would be in your lap, I'm telling you. If you have a geek girl who loves fairies, and I love fairies, Percy, y'all didn't know that, did you? All right, I'm
not a fairy lover, but it is beautiful. I would sit in a lap for this.
I would
lap dance for this.
I am not a girly girl, but when it comes to fairies, I love fairies. I would flash boobies, whatever you wanted. I'd be all over that. Mm-hmm.
Now, the designer's name is Lori. What is it, Lorianne?
Lorianne Jaunty?
Yeah, I think so, Jaunty. Yeah.
Yeah, she's from San Juan. It's probably Jaunty. And she's pissed off because people are stealing her stuff. Okay, I have to take issue with that. She's saying attempted to plagiarize and sell her work everything there is yours except for that never-ending story, which you plagiarized.
Yeah,
if they get around to it, you're going to be in trouble, Lorianne. And she says also she was featured in Fairies and Angels magazine, which is the fairiesandangelsmagazine.com. Let me check them out. I'm just curious as to if they have any more geek stuff over there. Yeah, you need to watch yourself. Your jewelry gets we're all propping up your jewelry, but if you get too popular, they're gonna make you stop selling. So you hear that, geek boys, buy it quick because it might be gone. Oh, I'm not liking this site at all.
Why do I feel like I'm back in the 90s?
Right.
Wow. Music?
My sound is also, if there is any.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh my God, this. You know what? I'm gonna be quiet.
Bad.
You know, the website is not pretty. The jewelry is.
You know, my girls, let me speak to my geeky chicks out there for a second. Part of you of Pixinista, you know, we're all about fashionable, beautiful things. Your website needs to be fashionable.
Yeah, if it's not fashionable, that does not speak well for you.
You are not a Pixinista.
SteelCities, that's what it reminds me of. Going back to
Yes. Yes, that is exactly what it looks like.
This page has no rhyme or reason. Looks like she stuck some codes in there to make it, you know, the Twitter or Facebook. Honey bunches, you all talk to us. We will, you know, we have space for our chicks with your web host. We'll redesign this for you, and we'll put it on our hosting and get you looking pretty. This right here, I wouldn't buy anything from it because it looks like it hasn't been updated since.
You know, actually, this looks like the pictures look like something you would see in an MMO. It does not look like anything you would see in real life.
Mm-hmm.
The what, and why are you using like 2-3 different types of font on one page?
And they're all just stacked, no rhyme or reason to them.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. There's no descriptions. There's no. This is not a good website, honey. If you're trying to do fashion in any sense, you need to put your best foot forward, no matter what you do. Image is everything in business.
Mm-hmm.
Down the why do. You, I can't find it. Okay, that's the thing. I can't find this girl's jewelry. I can't.
Yeah, and she's all bragging about being on this. I'm thinking, girl, I would not brag.
Mm-mm.
Well,
your
jewelry is
gorgeous,
but we're gonna send her a note and tell her we love your jewelry, but I wouldn't be talking about that site. You found, see, you have to look for it. That was, oh good God. Okay, I'm moving along, and I hate to be calling my girls out like that, but you got to be called out because we know some of our site is not 100%, but it's not this kind of jumbled. Good God.
Anyway, we're going to move on.
Yes, it's time
and
to
I
move
found
on.
Something else to go along with our food theme. Kind of cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because, you know, y'all like toast, right?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, look, toast is kind of, did I steal something again?
No, but you still ain't right because I want this toaster.
Toast is kind of boring to me, but if I had this toaster, it would make me happy because what this can do is it can actually toast pictures onto your bread.
And no, not Jesus, before you
no.
ask. You know, somebody's going to try to do it.
Somebody is. You can have it do random pictures, or you can actually input a picture that you want. So this is actually really cool. There's a video on here. It's on, what am I looking at? Insec.com. That's INSEQ.com. You can look for the toaster, the Zeus, Z-U-S-E. And it has a video of it, and it's adorable. I want it. I really want it.
It looks like they don't have a manufacturer, which is bad. Who doesn't want to buy this toaster? They need to go to Target. You know, there's their market. Target is now carrying a whole lot more geeky things. Remember we told you? Your blankets, your pillows, and things like that. They need to go
because
to Target.
Geek is becoming chic now.
Chic, baby, chic.
Whatever.
You and Jinster.
Thank you. I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
I love y'all.
I love y'all.
You can tell that we're not that chic.
You
chic.
Are.
Yeah.
You are.
You
just, even if you don't pronounce the word properly, you still are because we've seen the way y'all dress in Second Life. Even Ginger has her crazy chic, but her nipples are her thing. Snows is she got
don't
her punk.
The blood and the scars.
That's your new thing.
I got the I'm gonna kick your ass if you fuck with me look going on.
But while also maintaining looking sexy at the same time.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I think it's the AO, actually, because the AO looks like I'm about to kick some ass.
No, you don't. Your hair is all blown in the wind. You look like, oh, that's a pretty girl right there. Okay, I got one more thing I want to share.
All right,
what you got?
So we got your party going on in full swing. You got your toast. You got your ice cubes from Tetris. And then you tell everybody, BYOF, bring your own food. And then you pass these out right here and say, let's all cook together. Wait for the girls to catch up.
Loading. These websites take forever to load. I don't even know what's going on.
I think the internet is slowing down.
It has a big
That is so cute.
And Sopa and Pippa.
Yes. So do you see those lovely little, I love those. In case you all are wondering, they are at store.yankodesign.com.
Oh, that's adorable.
They're cutting boards, but they're shaped like your folder tabs, like you put in your file.
Cool.
And they come, how many, it looks like they come in three. And they're glass, so you have to be careful. And they're only
$20. Oh, that's not bad.
Why? No, they're not glass.
That's what it said on it. Three flexible made
on a glass base. Like cutting mats are flexible, but they have a glass base.
You're absolutely right. They also have.
That is awesome.
They also have. Wait a minute. There's another one here. Okay, those are the little mats. They have a cutting board that's indexed the same way, but those are still $65. I likes it, and those won't load for me, but you get the gist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really cute.
Wait a minute. There they are. Wait a minute. Now they load up. Ah, I hate when y'all load all slow. Okay, so peep those, girls. Same website if you're looking for them. You're going to look for tabbed or index chopping board. Did you see how those are?
Well, this website running slow is what's going on.
Yeah.
There we go.
So kind of.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, so when you store them away, because I have a chopping board, but I never know where to put it. But this is a little holder, and you can put either of those tabs that we were just talking about in there. And it comes with little chopping boards, so you can stick all that stuff in there. And it has a different color board for each type of whatever you're cutting, vegetable, fish, you know. I like that, too.
Okay. I think that's a great idea.
It also helps prevent contamination, because some of y'all have to be like, I'm cutting meat, now I'm going to cut the vegetable. No, that's called salmonella poisoning, people.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So that's why, if I have a limited counter space, you do all the vegetables first, you do the meat last.
Mm-hmm. Or you buy these and you just pass it around. I'm going to do these, you do this. And let's see, we're at our party. You forgot our party, Snow?
Oh, yeah.
We're at our party.
We're going to all, how about we're making a pizza? All right.
Y'all are making me hungry. I don't like y'all.
I am hungry. Y'all suck.
That's why. What?
All right. Well, I got to show y'all this one.
All right.
That is Tetris bookshelf, Tetris tiles, and most of all, up at the top, Pac-Man ghost lamps.
That is so cute. You have the, oh my gosh, it's the Pac-Man ottoman and the little, where it's like eating the pill.
That is so cute. This is the furniture for the party. And the bookshelf is where we put the games that we're going to play later.
Oh, my God. They have Tetris pots for your plants.
Did you see the Tetris backsplash?
Yes.
And the controller, coffee table. I'm done. Oh, my God.
I want to redo my bathroom and those tiles.
Okay. And for those of you that are Apple freaks, if you scroll on down, you got iTable. iDesk.
It is cute.
It is cute. And keep on going down. You got Lego inspired furniture. Oh my
God. Oh my God, I didn't see the Lego stuff. I love me some Legos.
This is amazing.
I want the Lego desk.
Are you serious? Down towards the bottom, they have the periodic table. Get it? It's a table with a periodic table in it.
Oh my God.
Oh, I want
it.
I love that. And then a Scrabble bench.
The Scrabble couches.
That is adorable.
And with the cushions, gorgeous. People, again, you're in a chat room, we give it to you. I'll tell you what it is. You can go to www.memcenter.com.
Meme.
Yeah. Oh.
See, I had to correct you. See?
Oh, did I say it wrong, child? I'm looking at something else. I'm looking at the equation bookshelf because, oh, my God.
Isn't it cute?
Oh.
And the alien abduction lamp. I love that.
Oh. That is. What is that? What's the flame pod?
Oh, my God. It's from Tron.
Oh, my God.
For those of you wondering, okay, it's www.memecenter.com. You can actually go there and find all of these gadgets we're talking about, and they are the best. This is so, oh, man. And they have geek wall decals. Are you serious? They have, oh, they have control alt delete coffee cups. Oh, come on.
I'm so in love. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, were y'all saying something?
I think the whole point of today's show was to show, the whole point of today was to show that the geek is not just, that when we're talking about fashion, it's not just what you wear. It's your house. It's the way you present yourself, everything about it. And you can be geeky in everything, and you can believe it.
And stylish at the same time.
Exactly. Be geeky and stylish. You don't have to be geeky as in, like, the people thinking of geeks as, like, the tape around the glasses and, you know, that kind of thing. That's in the past.
Room and you got beanbags that's got tape on it. It's stuff everywhere.
Yes.
You can get an organized office and put, like, the iDesk stuff in. If you're an iPad freak, your whole office can be done in iEverything. And it'll look nice and on purpose instead of this craziness some of y'all have going on. And if you say you don't have crazy, you need to watch your own pictures that you're putting up on YouTube and Flickr, because the backgrounds of your rooms, no.
Right?
No, no, no.
And by the way, if you are going to put pictures up, make sure you clean up first.
And don't do it in the bathroom.
and don't do it in the bathroom. That's just nasty.
Or clean your mirror and pick a different angle. I must have this toaster. Oh, is it almost time for us to go? I need to do some shopping.
I'm going to be so broke.
I'm serious business. I need to shop.
This is really going to hinder my moving.
That's why you order it and have it shipped where you're going.
Yes.
We need to get through all this stuff.
There's a Tetris bookshelf. I can make those.
There's also a Star Wars X-Wing Ice Cube tray. There's a ton, man. Oh, my God. We didn't even talk about this one. A Star Wars lightsaber umbrella.
Are you serious?
I kid you not.
Okay.
I'm gonna get
one love. All right. We're going to go shopping, and it's time for us to go. tune in tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. You showed me the picture. I want it.
It's a Sith.
Okay.
All of them. It's got Anakin's and Obi-Wan's and Darth Vader's.
What?
It's got the Galactic Empire logo on it, or the Jedi.
Okay, I don't know if I want to be a good guy. Anyway, okay, so back to what I was saying. We're going to go shopping, so it's time to go. You can tune in tomorrow to hear Corey and Ginger do some more news. Hopefully they won't be calling me tomorrow because I have my day off and I'm going to be sleeping. Better not call me because I will fight you.
She just ain't going to answer. We call the day.
I'd be like, crazy bitches, I ain't answering. And then you can tune in Thursday to hear our a normal show, which we will probably be off the wall because we normally are. That's pretty much it.
Star Wars tie clip.
I love Star Wars. I am addicted to that game, by the way.
Lightsaber tie clip. Let me just say that. Wait a minute. One more. Lightsaber flashlight.
Oh, my God. I would not be able to use it. It's going to be like, zoom, zoom, zoom.
Does it make the sound, I wonder?
If it did, I would never put it down.
Yes,
anyway.
It has the sound effects.
Oh, my God. I love that. Okay. Peace out, guys. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't. You know, because you love us anyway. Yep. Bye.
Later.